It's 8:55 and 67 degrees here in Urbana. It's time to check on the commodity markets. Grains appear to be trading higher here so far this morning. And with the details, Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yeah, like you say, markets trying to regain their composure after yesterday's apparent exodus by the funds. Corn open interest was down about 10,000 contracts. Bean open interest was down about 21,000 contracts, and wheat open interest actually increased about 5,000 contracts, shoring up our ideas that end users may be securing a little bit of needed inventory. As we speak, it looks like September corn is up 2¾ cents at 405. December corn up 2 cents even at 410.5. August beans 1143. Up 10.5, and November beans up 6 cents at 11.16¾. Soybean oil up 32.46 cents a pound, and meal is up 30 cents a ton at 3.92. Wheat's up 3.5 cents in Chicago at 4.96¾. Kansas City wheat's up 41 at up 3.5 cents, and Minneapolis wheat is up 5 cents at 5.53. Looking at crude oil is up about 33 cents at 50.18, and the dollar index is modestly weaker. All things considered, looking forward to the day. Yesterday's market discounted the increased rain prospects, and technically we challenged support areas, and we're looking for a little bit of recovery, which seems to be establishing itself. I also think that realistically, the value add for commodities in general seems to be on the uptick, and going forward, UK news is probably the biggest thing on the platter. Does the European Union, does the England withdraw from the EU? I don't think that's a realistic expectation, but the markets happen to discount that in general, and the currency markets are discounting it readily. And I think realistically, the EU probably needs to keep its composure and go forward from there. England probably cannot escape that, and all things considered, that's the situation. Thanks, and have a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that report today. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us here on this Wednesday. Let's take a look at Wall Street here quickly. The Dow trading up 49 points at 17,879. The NASDAQ is up 4. That's at 2,093. That's the S&P 500 up 4 at 2,093. And the NASDAQ is up a fraction, trading at 4,844. Weather here locally, showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. We've certainly had our fair share of rain so far this morning. And as the day moves on, we could see more storms develop, especially into this evening. Today's high 89 degrees, south winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe, the low 73 degrees. Partly sunny skies for the day tomorrow at a high of 86. Winds will shift around to the northwest at 10 miles per hour. Cooler tomorrow night, partly cloudy, the low 62. Sunny skies for the day on Friday with a high of 85 degrees. And then we'll be back in that cycle of a chance of showers and thunderstorms again starting on Saturday night, and that will continue through the day on Monday. Stay tuned here on AM 580. We've got 2 hours of On Point with Tom Ashbrook coming up from 9 until 11. That'll be followed by our daily talk show, The 21st, with your host, Nyla Voodoo, at 11 o'clock this morning. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Find us online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.